When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. Straight out of it. And welcome to today's Sandy Q&A. Sun shining, kind of. I think it's shining for the next 10 minutes, and then it's cloud. We're not having a summer this year. We're just having cloud. It's happened before. It's quite nice because it means you're not too hot when you're doing your courier work, and you're not too hot in bed at night time. But it's also remarkably depressing as you go, oh, it's June. Sun will come out in a minute. Oh, it's July. Sun will come out in a minute. Oh, it's August. Sun will come out in a minute. We might get an Indian summer in September. We're not having a summer. It's October. It's boots. Never mind. It's what it is. So, straight in on last week's mistakes. Rod Denning says, Amazon requires to have insurance for businesses via the app. P.S. you missed my question on last week's Sunday Q&A. Sorry, Rob, what was it? If you would be kind enough to put it back in the comments again, I'll answer it. Or probably wrongly, or I'll probably have to get someone else to do it for you. But yeah, sorry about that one. Jim on the... Oh, by the way, we're going to come back to the Amazon thing, kind of. Thanks very much for all your support. Jim on the Run says, appreciate your comment, but a brand new Merc shouldn't need a new seal in a fuel tank lock. I didn't know it was a brand new one. No, definitely take it back to Merc's and go, this is under warranty. What are you doing? Sort it out. It's annoying that when you get, we used to call them Friday afternoon cars, because on Friday afternoon, everybody would go down to the pub at lunchtime, have a few beers, then go to Vauxhall's and carry on building that car. And if you got the car that was built on a Friday afternoon, it wasn't quite right. Things didn't quite fit properly. Things had a tendency to not quite start or connect properly. Can't imagine why. I'm sure the people work much better after two or three pints of Watney's Red Barrel or Stout or whatever they drank back then. So, flat, cold, warm men's beer. 3.5%. Gotta love it. And finally, which no one else spotted, on the video of Motorway, the making of Motorway Hell on the Highway, got the name of the programme wrong. All the way through, not just verbally, but also correcting it on the subtitles, got it wrong on the subtitles too. I really am that bad. I have no idea. If you're actually watching this for advice, I'd turn off now if I was you. I generally think it's probably a good idea. But so this week's video was the hardest address to find. And this was after me trying to find an address for half an hour, three quarters an hour, that didn't actually physically exist. Couldn't get through to the number on the paperwork, couldn't get through to the shipper, and couldn't find the address because it was never there in the first place. Shane Hardy says, I love it when the address given doesn't exist. The other week, when I went to pick up something up from number 71, can't remember the road, there is no 71. About 30 minutes back and forth, it turns out it was 72, they've mistyped it over and over. Is that the same as me? You're trying to pick up from 71, there isn't a 71. So what chance have you got? You know, and you're ringing people, going, oh, yeah, it should be there. It should be there. Like, it's probably easy to clarify if you're between 71 or 70 and 72 or around there. Are you going to remember that? Maybe people in the area might know better, but no, shocker. Leachy said, he said, I had a difficult one about a month ago. I was delivering a mountain bike to a residential address in Copthorne. Forget the number now, but the number I needed, I couldn't find it. The number stopped at 61, but I needed 65. I drove up and down the road for about half an hour, stopping local people on the street and knocking on doors. I phoned the shipper up to make sure the number was correct. I eventually found it right next to number 61. And what looked like a driveway was in fact a lane and went around the back of the house. The owner said he'd write it on the notes, but it wasn't passed on to my shipper. I thought I was going mad. Yeah, I've had that one before, and I've done all right with that one. It's basically Stevenage. It was like, I know, 53, 55, 57, 69, 71, 73. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? But there's a gap. I'm just going to go down here, go down the gap, look left and right, two paths. And what it is the houses are here, and the houses are here. So it goes down, 67, go down, 69, 71, 73, 75, 77. Got out of trouble on that one. And finally on this one, Paul Oldfield says, he said, I had an awful experience once. I was looking for a dress which basically what can only describe as a bungalow ranch house style in the middle of a field on the north side of the M25. You could see the ranch, you couldn't see the ranch for the hedge and a tiny gate. I was going around in circles and circles for an hour or so. I finally found it. Got the box, jumped out the gate, got halfway across the field when a lovely Doberman Pinscher comes out from one side of the ranch and a rather lovely German Shepherd from the other side of the ranch, which I did not see for the first while dealing with the German with Doberman Pinscher. He said, by giving him the box as a bargaining tool to get me out of there, the Herman the German Shepherd decided it was his chance to bite my left bum cheek. Thank God the right owner heard me scream and come to rescue, but my bum hurt for days. Can you? I don't know where you stand with that. Yeah, that's one for the wise guys. What I believe, because this kind of happened to me actually with a cat, if you're attacked by a dog anywhere really, if you're attacked by a dog in their garden and you're in their garden, it's their fault. Because if as a dog owner, it's your responsibility to make sure that your dog is under control at all times. Because we had it with my neighbour, and apparently the cat was in their garden. Never got to the bottom of that one. But the cat was in their garden, so the cat ran for it. The dogs jumped out of their garden. It's only a narrow fence. Jumped into our garden, attacked our cat in our garden. Resuming £2,500 worth of vet bills. And legally, it's down to them. And they kind of said, yeah, but the cat was in our garden. In their garden. I said, but cats have roaming rights. Cats can go anywhere they like. It's kind of like swans or something like that. But even if their dog had attacked our cat in their garden, it's not where the cat's got no right to be in the first place, it's their fault. It's the dog owner's responsibility to make sure that their dog is under control at all times. I believe that because my wife's a right Judge Judy. And obviously because we kind of had it with the cat. But there we go. So that was on the hardest address to find. Also, motorway, the making of called Motorway Hell on the Highway. And if anybody doesn't know, if not that I've plugged it enough times, I'm on Channel 5 at the moment on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. It's one of these dash cam footage shows. They called me in as one of the resident experts. Try not to laugh too loud at that point. Yes, I'm on it. I watch it sometimes. I mean, I watch the first couple, but it's kind of... The family have seen it, and... Yeah, we go, yeah, we've seen you on the telly, Dad. And if you sit in and watch it on your own, it's a bit vain, isn't it? Oh, look, I'm watching to watch myself on TV. It's kind of not what I'm in it for, like, you know, so... But I think it's entertaining. I seem to come across okay. Some of them may be... I suppose on watching the show, I've got a little bit of charisma, I suppose, sometimes. You know, you'd like to hope there was a reason they chose me. If you want to watch it, it's out there, it's okay. It's basically an excuse to watch crashes. But anyway, what you guys said about Shane Hardy says, nice to see a sneak peek into life outside the repeat. Thank you, Shane. Dale Steele says, I can see this being the start of a TV career, Pete. You've got the personality. Congratulations. Now, that's very kind of you, but I cannot see it as the beginning of a TV career. I can see it as very short. Your 15-minute start now. Andy Warhol on it. Everybody gets 15 minutes of fame. And Kirsten McCall wrote a great song called Your 15-minute start now. Yeah, I think mine started about 2 weeks ago, and I need you to finish sometime in autumn. There you go. And of course I've got this. Is this discount as fame? Oh, I don't know. Paul Oldfield says, car crash TV. Bloody hell, that's that tiny screen. You know what they're going to do in the last episode? They're going to play one of your accidents to see what you say about that. The one I really would never want to see again was the one where I backed my lorry off a cliff. That was just horrific. Really, like, you know, when things were starting to go wrong, what did I do? I backed my lorry off a cliff. Like the Italian job. It was like, I'm still here. I'm still here. I got through it. Charles Dickinson says, star of the road, star of TV. Kind of planning it very fast and loose with both of those. Charles, but thanks for the comment anyway. And Gareth Cross says, that mirror camera device is called Teratron? Is that how you pronounce it? You can't leave that in the comments. No, but it's pronounced. No, I'll just have to read it again. I think you said in Teratron. Normally used for interviews or interrogations. Fabulous. That's good to know. So, right. The Wise Guys. So this week's Wise Guys is on bonded warehouses, which I'm not reading out because... Separate sheet. Nine tenths of that is from Godzilla's. Thanks very much, mate. What we're going to do, separate video. I did say, is there anything I can do for separate videos that I think would be useful that people can go straight to rather than just getting lost in the middle of a Q&A? Something on bonded warehouse. Oh, I didn't know what a bonded warehouse is. Let's find out. I'm going to try and Jan it and John it a little bit so it flows a bit better. So I'm going to do that one. So thanks very much for all your on the Wise Guys on bonded warehouses. I will do it as a separate video. Also, it gives me a chance. Cards on the table. We do the Q&A because it gives me an idea for free content. You guys go, what about this? And I go, oh, interesting idea for a video. Otherwise, you're going to run out of ideas. So keep them coming. Anything you want to know about, keep them coming, including the question from Rob Darren. Bring it back on. I'll do it. Free content. Cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we're straight into miscellaneous now. The miscellaneous this week. Craig MCG says, oh yeah, this is about field cards. Still trying to work out. This is kind of cool. I like this. So he says, having three or four fuel cards is counterintuitive. The time you spend watching prices, waiting for the new price to come in via the fraction of the pence saved, not to mention the time you spend on it. And you're right, it's a pain. Unless it's going to be a massive difference, you go da 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 da, and you wait to see it come in. I'm going to use this one this week, and what have you said? There's got to be an equation between. We used to call it in economic terms. It was called the opportunity cost between work and leisure, which is basically how much time is it cost? How much money are you making for the time that you're putting in? How much utility would you get out of the leisure? And if the amount of money, and if it's extra money that you're making for working harder is less than the money that that is less in monetary terms than you'd have the time off, you'd be much happier. Like there's kind of like a money versus happiness balance here, then you shouldn't be doing it. It's something like that. I got a D. So I'm not really the guy to talk about on this one, but it's something like that. Anyway, he goes on, he says, I have two cards, one Key Fuels and one UK Fuels. I always used to run with the firm. We used to run with BP and Key Fuels. Not Key Fuels, UK Fuels. What's UK Fuels? Yeah, back in the day, that was fine. I think BP and Shell would work quite well as well. If you could have three, just because, you know, when you're running out of diesel and then you go and think, oh, I've got a service, I've got a service, and you pull in, oh, I haven't got this card. Although I've noticed more and more now, UK Fuels and Key Fuels is appearing, welcome breaks are appearing rather than just dedicated BP and Shell, which is much more useful because they tend to be. And also, that was an Apple Green. There's a lot of Apple Green on the A1. That was handy because your Key Fuels or your UK Fuels will do that. UK Fuel, certainly. Steve Campbell says on the same matter. He says, oh, yeah, this was to do with putting the money in your account where they used to only take a quid out if you go to, like, a Tesco's or something like that to get your diesel. And now, apparently, they take, like, £100 or £125. Steve Campbell says, with some accounts, such as Monzo, I've got Monzo, it's brilliant. If you pay at the pump, it only takes what you put in. The ring fence of £100 maximum. So if you don't have £100 in your account, then it takes what you have in that account only. Then if you don't put the whole amount in that you have in your account, you get the remainder back usually within 10 minutes. Okay, so they don't leave you high and dry. That's kind of cool. It's just failing that if you don't have £100 in your bank or so, and you only want to put £30 in your tank because you need the other £70 straight away for something else immediately, don't use the pay at pump. Use the cash machine and pay with cash. Presumably, or just don't use the pay at pump, put the fuel in, walk into the kiosk, hand your card over and they'll take 30 quid off you. I guess.
I don't know.
And Godzilla's. Oh, on the map, this is to do with jet fuel. He's the man who'd know. He said at the airport they helped themselves to some jet fuel. They pulled into the perimeter road and ran a hose to the fuel farm. It's called a fuel farm, that's interesting, which must have been around 200 plus foot long. A hole in the fence, bye-bye, I'm not sure how many hundred litres. Now, this is patrolled by ops, security and armed police. Even a couple of vans who come past every 10 minutes to find those daft enough to stop in the middle of nowhere to drop people off. Endless amounts of cameras, and of course the public is coming and going. It just goes to show it's a losing fight against fuel thieves. So there you go. But, yeah. I'm curious to know, can you use jet fuel in anything other than a jet? I mean, if you put it in your car, will it work? If it works, does that mean your car will go really, really fast? Will your car take off? I did that once. I accidentally put my car keys in my house. And my house started up. So that's strange. So I took it for a ride around the block. As I was driving around the block, I got pulled over by the police. They pulled me over. They get guys going through the details, name. He says, where do you live? So I live here. Steve Campbell. This is on how far can you drive? His one was Sunderland to Plymouth and back in a car, which is legal. Oh, by the way, hang on a second. Also, there was a whole section on do you need insurance for Amazon? Once again, thanks for the free content. We'll be doing that one separate, so a big thanks to Shane Hardy, Steve Campbell, and Godzilla's, as usual, contributors to the show. Be lost without you guys. Yes, that's Steve Campbell. Sunderland to Plymouth and back in a car, which is legal. Sunderland to Plymouth and back. I guess that's probably pretty much just no. No, that's further. In a van, it's illegal. Even though there is no tachograph on a van, you still come under domestic driving rules if you drive more than 4 hours in a day, which you are limited to 10 hours in a 24-hour period. So same as truck driving rules then. If you're driving for work purposes, if in a hire van and not work purposes, then it's legal. So if you're driving for work, is what you're saying, in a van, you're on the same rules as truck drivers, which is 9 hours a day, 4.5 hours before you have to have a break, and 10 hours twice a week. If it's not for work purposes, do what you like. Brilliant. Have a crash. But there you go. Thanks. And that's a long way. Sunderland to Plymouth and back is a long way. Niall Wilson says, the longest I've driven in one go is 15 hours. John O'Groats to Land's End in a car when I was a taxi driver. You can't really drive much further than that, can you? I believe that possibly is the furthest you can drive in this country. It's from the most northerly point to the southerly point, I believe. Wow. Is there a reason why? Because there's got to be a reason. Niall, get back to me on that one. Because John O'Groats to Land's End, everyone knows he's like from John O'Groats to Land's End. So was it a charity thing or what's all that one about? He goes on. He says, as for recovery, because this was to do with a relay thing, RAC will take you direct, but AA is relay. Apparently, I got that one wrong as well. As for recovery, all drivers can't go outside a certain radius of base. They go into tachograph territory. So I think what he's saying is, certain recovery trucks are not on tachos. Is that true? Once again, let's get back to the white skies for next week. Back in the day, I knew a driver that had a transit recovery truck and a light car. One way and a motorcycle return. So I presume he took the car down and put the motorbike back. He did 35-hour straight driving with a few breaks for a nap. But he did have the owners with him. So presumably they were looking at him going, come on, we need to get this back. And if he had breaks for naps. 35 hours. I don't know about that. And finally, this week goes down to CP Transport Services. He says, would you ever run on your own again? I would love to. I'll be honest with you. I miss the freedom. I miss the money. But at the moment, it's not an option for me. But never say never. Anyway, that's this week. So once again, thanks for all the ideas for videos. We'll get them ones out. We'll get the one out for Amazon, which I think would be really helpful. Because I imagine a lot of people go, I want to do Flex. I want to do Relay. Do I need insurance? I'll probably do it, get it wrong and then have to do it again. And also the bonded warehouse, which I'm sure will come in. It was interesting to me. So there we go. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your Sunday. Once again, sorry I'm late, but there's been an awful lot going on lately. Just we painted the third bedroom this weekend, which Charles did, but then there's the fallout. Rebuild the bed, put the TV up, clear the rubbish out of me in North's garage. And it just rebuilding a bed and putting a TV up should have taken about half hour, three quarters an hour, 2 hours. I'm useless, utterly useless. This screw's not going in, it's gone in the wrong hole. I put this one in, oh, it's plasterboard. I've got some plasterboard wall plug somewhere. No, I can't find them. It's okay, I'll use these big ones. Now I've drilled the hole too big. Now there's a great big hole in the wall. I'm hopeless. I'm that guy that sort of decides to do a job. And Lisa, can you tighten the nut underneath the sink? I took one look at it and went, no, I'll flood the house. I'm the guy that does the job to save money and then I'm calling the professionals in and spending double the amount of money for, first of all, so that they can, before they can do the job, they have to put right the thing that I've got wrong. Anyway, that's it. I'm hoping not too much today by the garden. And of course, the football. Good luck, England. Let's hope we get through. And then tomorrow, everybody's going to be a little bit later for taking care and taking money.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.